The speakers in the clubs used to vibrate the very ground under our feet. You could reach out and touch the music in the form of a vinyl record or a glossy compact disc. It was a physical thing you could own and trade and sell. In our history, the sound system was the heartbeat of the community and the primary economy for the artist. But the world shifted beneath us while we were still dancing. The speakers are still loud, but the ownership has evaporated into a digital cloud. We are told that the entire world can now hear our rhythm with a single click. They call it progress, and they call it global reach. What they do not tell you is that the reach often comes with a terminal grip. We are entering an era where the music travels further than ever, while the money stays exactly where it has always been. This is the story of the digital plantation and the new exploitation of the Caribbean sound. The year 2010 marked the beginning of a silent earthquake. Before this, the Caribbean music industry relied on a tangible cycle of production and consumption. In Jamaica, the dance hall was a physical marketplace. In Trinidad, the soca monarch was crowned by the roar of a crowd that bought the music on the street. Even in Puerto Rico, the reggaeton explosion was fueled by mixtapes passed from hand to hand. There was a direct line between the creator and the listener. If you wanted the sound, you had to pay the man who made it. Our history is full of stories of artists selling records out of the trunks of cars and building empires on the strength of a local buzz. This physical dominance created a middle class of musicians and producers who could sustain their families through local sales alone. The sound system was not just a speaker stack, it was a local bank. Then came the transition to the stream. The promise was seductive. The gatekeepers told our artists that the internet would democratize the industry. No more expensive pressing plants or shipping costs. No more middlemen at the record stores taking a cut. Any youth with a laptop in a bedroom in Kingston or Port of Spain could upload a track and reach a billion people. It sounded like freedom, but it was a carefully designed trap. The physical sound system began to lose its power as the primary revenue source. The algorithm replaced the selector. When the music moved to the cloud, it stopped being a product and started being data. The listener no longer owned the song. They only rented the right to hear it for 3 minutes at a time. This shift destroyed the local economy of the street merchant and the independent record shop overnight. The loss of the road march revenue in Trinidad is a prime example of this destabilization. During carnival season, the top songs would generate massive income through physical sales and performance rights. But as the world moved to streaming, the value of a hit song began to be calculated in fractions of a cent rather than dollars. The immediate pressure on the artist became unsustainable. To make the same money they once made from selling 1,000 compact discs, they now needed millions of streams. The local market, which had supported our artists for decades, was no longer enough to keep the lights on. The vibration stayed in the air, but the foundation of the house was rotting. The first turn had been made, and the artist was no longer the master of his own masters. We must look at the math, because the math does not lie. In the current landscape, a stream on a major platform pays an average of $0.003 to $0.005. To earn a single dollar, an artist needs roughly 300 plays. To pay a basic monthly rent in a city like San Juan or Kingston, an artist must generate hundreds of thousands of streams every single month. For many of our creators, this is a mathematical impossibility. The cost of data in the Caribbean is among the highest in the world. Our people pay a premium just to access the platforms that host our own music. We are paying to listen to ourselves, and the artists are seeing almost none of that investment. It is a cycle of extraction that mirrors the colonial systems of our past, where the raw material is taken for nothing and sold back to the world at a massive profit. The midpoint turn of this era is the realization that the artist is paying for the privilege of being exploited. To even get on a popular playlist, an artist often has to navigate a system of digital payola. They are told that exposure is more valuable than currency. They are encouraged to give away their rights for a spot on a curated list that might disappear tomorrow. The cost of production has not gone down. A high-quality music video and a professional mix still cost thousands of dollars. The equipment still costs money. But the return on that investment is now controlled by an invisible hand in a boardroom in Stockholm or Silicon Valley. The digital plantation is clean and efficient, and it never sleeps. It collects the harvest of our creativity and leaves the husks for the people who actually tilled the soil. This economic reality creates a desperate situation for the mid-tier artist. These are the people who are the backbone of our culture. They are not the global superstars with multi-million dollar deals. They are the local legends who keep the traditions alive. When the streaming payouts fail to cover the cost of living, these artists are forced to tour relentlessly just to survive. But touring requires capital and visas and connections that the digital platforms do not provide. The gap between the top 1% of artists and everyone else has become a canyon. We see the glitz of the award shows and the high stream counts on the screen, but we do not see the empty bank accounts of the people who wrote the songs. The question remains, how can a culture survive if its creators cannot afford to live within it? The walls of the algorithm are the final frontier of this new exploitation. The platforms use categorization to simplify the world for the listener. Our music is often dumped into generic buckets, like Latin, or world music, or tropical. These labels are a form of digital segregation. They strip away the specific history of the reggae singer, or the calypsonian, and turn them into a background vibe for a global audience. The algorithm does not care about the message of resistance in a roots reggae track. It only cares if the song has a high retention rate. If the music does not fit the predictable pattern of a global pop hit, the algorithm buries it. Our history is being flattened into a single predictable sound that is designed to be consumed and forgotten. In response to this, some of our artists are attempting a modern form of marinage. They are looking for ways to escape the digital plantation. They are building their own platforms and selling directly to their fans, again through specialized sites and private communities. They are reclaiming the power of the physical through limited edition vinyl runs and exclusive merchandise. This is a digital revolution in the making. It is a refusal to be a cog in a machine that does not value the soul of the sound. But this path is difficult and requires a level of business literacy that the industry has spent years trying to suppress. The artists are learning that, to be free, they must not only be creators, but also owners of the infrastructure. The legacy of this period will be defined by who wins the battle for the data. If we continue to allow external platforms to dictate the value of our culture, we will find ourselves in a permanent state of digital debt. We will be a people who produce the world's most influential sounds while living in the shadows of the wealth those sounds create. Our history has always been one of survival against systems of extraction. From the sugar mills to the streaming servers, the struggle remains the same. The outcome of this era will determine if the Caribbean remains a powerhouse of original thought or if it becomes a mere content provider for a world that loves the rhythm but hates the reality of the people who make it. The final line is yet to be written, but the ink is already drying on the contracts of the future.